Well, I was going to write some notes on my paper for my word today, and there's nothing on there. So either it's going to be real short or real long. We won't vote on it either. I use this paper maybe to symbolize us. We are called to be disciples of Jesus. And today we hear how he invites us to carry our cross. And sometimes Catholics, we get accused of being too strict in some of our commandments and our church laws. And so sometimes we start off okay, usually following Jesus. But then even when we're little, it starts kind of get on our nerves sometimes. Like, children, do you ever hear your parents say, clean your room? You ever hear that? Do your homework. Brush your teeth. Make your bed. And we go on, and as we get older, it kind of changes to, honey, can't you ever park the car right in the garage? Can't you help with the dishes, you know? We hear this over and over, and so sometimes, you know, we go through life and we're coasting along, but then you say, gee, I must get rid of this. Some people, they run away from home, or there's different kinds of reactions. So this typical Catholic, he says, I'm done with this. I'm going to build me a big sailboat. And I'm going to sail, whenever things get rough around where I live, I'm going to sail away to another place. I'm just going to find life and just sail wherever I want to be. That way I'll find happiness there. But guess what? Same old, same old. So that didn't seem to help. So running away from home didn't seem to help. So what I'm going to do to find happiness, I'm going to build me this big house. This big house is going to have everything in there that's going to make me happy. Swimming pool, jacuzzi, wet bar, even a marijuana bar. Who wants that? I mean, this house is going to have it all. And just going to stay at home. I don't have to sail around the world anymore. And I won't have to carry that cross. I'm just going to enjoy my life and be happy in this house with all these things around me. But guess what? Big mess after it's all party's over, right? But that didn't seem to make me happy. Well, let's try something else. Anything to carry that cross. Maybe this will make me happy. You know what happens with the president when things get tough around the White House, which they sometimes do with all his tweets and things. He gets in an airplane and he just flies away. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build me this super jetliner, this airplane. And I'm just going to, whenever things get tough, I'll just fly away. And I'll go somewhere else and be happy. Won't have to worry about carrying the cross and following Jesus and all that stuff. So I'm going to fly my airplane wherever I go. Ooh, crash landing. Well, that didn't bring me happiness either. You know, maybe I need to listen to Jesus. He said, if you wish to be my disciple, take up your cross. I can't even get this cross going here. There we go. Built this airplane, you know, I had some retired engineers from Boeing Aerospirit, and they helped me build this airplane, but it didn't bring me happiness. So Jesus said, carry a cross. Gosh, I don't really like this cross, but I wonder what's going to happen if I follow Jesus. He said this would make me happy. Let's see what he's given me to make me happy here. Okay, let's see what we have. There we go. Hey, we got the cross. So maybe we better listen to Jesus and try to follow his ways more carefully. Find, he said, if you wish to have life, you must lose it. You must lose the life on this world in order to gain the life with God on high.